Health workers in the Democratic Republic of Congo began vaccinating people today against an outbreak of Ebola that's killed at least 27 people. This is the first time a vaccine will be used to control an Ebola outbreak. Dr. Seth Berkley joins us now. He's an infectious disease epidemiologist and CEO of Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, a group that's providing money and logistical support to get that vaccine distributed. Dr. Berkley, welcome. And vaccinations are starting today in Bandoka, a city of more than a million people. First, your thoughts on the severity of this outbreak now that it's spread to this very urban area.
Well, first of all, the good news is that DRC is a country that has experience with Ebola. It is the country where Ebola was first seen. And so over this last 40 years, they've had 9 outbreaks. Obviously, they've been of varying intensity, but they've been able to control them using public health measures. Now, the last outbreak was a smaller outbreak. It was able to be controlled completely using public health means and didn't require a use of a vaccine. We now have a vaccine, and that is what is exciting and additional that can be done here. But of course, the fact that this has now moved into the provincial capital, where there's a large number of people, does raise a significant level of concern.
And it will be tough work getting people vaccinated. A top official from the World Health Organization, Peter Salama, said recently that the vaccination effort would be very complex, in part because the drug is still in those early stages. Here he is.
And there are a lot of complications with using an experimental vaccine, which requires to be kept in the long term at between negative 60 and negative 80 degrees Celsius. So this is not a simple logistical effort. This is a highly complex, sophisticated operation in one of the most difficult terrains on Earth.
Doctor, what's your take on the logistical challenges of this operation?
Well, first of all, this is one of the most difficult places on Earth. This is in a heavy tropical rainforest without good infrastructure. Now, the specific difficult challenge that Peter talked about, the temperature stability issue, is a challenge. I mean, the good news on that is that there are special carriers that can be used to transport the vaccine out to the emergency site and keep it at that temperature. And then you can take it out of that temperature and keep it in a fridge, a normal fridge from 2 to 8 degrees for a period of time as you are going ahead to use the vaccine. Now, once you take it out of that condition, once you've had it in the fridge, then if you don't use it in a period of time, you have to dispose of it. So we have to be very careful to try to keep it in that cold chain, but there is some flexibility in doing that. But it is going to be a very different task indeed.
And what's the strategy to get the vaccine to the people? I've been reading about something called a ring fencing technique. What is that? How does it work?
So the ring vaccination idea really came from work by Dr. William Fagy, former head of CDC, when he worked around smallpox. The original way people worked to try to get rid of smallpox was you'd have an outbreak and they would try to cover the entire, district, community, country. And what he came up with the idea was if you didn't have enough vaccine, you could go to the case that had it, and then you could say who did the case have contact with, and even extending it out further to people that, the contacts had contacts with.
So family members, that sort of thing.
Family members, friends, if you've traveled outside, you've taken a taxi, if you've, been to a funeral, and all the people you've met. So the idea is to create a ring of protection around the cases to slow down transmission. That was what was done in Guinea. It was somewhere between 100 and 150 contacts per case, and that is the strategy that's going to be used here. Of course, on top of that, we will want to vaccinate the healthcare workers and, burial workers or others that are directly involved with the cases.
But if this virus continues to spread in urban areas, are there enough vaccines to go around? I mean, there's only a limited stockpile as far as I can understand.
Well, when Gavi originally made the commitment to work with the Merck Corporation, one of the agreements was that they would put aside 300,000 doses of vaccine, which is a substantial number. Now, the idea behind that is, some of those doses are available immediately, but also in that process, if it looks like we need more doses, they can go ahead and turn on their manufacturing and produce more doses. So I would say at the moment, I'm not worried about those number of doses. The more important issue is moving as quickly as possible to get this vaccination started and to make sure that we are reaching the contacts and then doing this ring vaccination around them.
How confident are you that this vaccine is going to do the job and contain the outbreak?
Well, I'm confident that the vaccine itself is effective. We've seen that in clinical trials and in animal studies, and will do what it needs to do. Of course, it only can work if you can track the cases and then the contacts with them. So that is always the complicated picture. But this is the first time that we're systematically going to be doing vaccination for an outbreak other than the clinical trial in Guinea. So it is a new experience.
Dr. Seth Berkley, CEO of Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, thank you very much and good luck.
Thank you so much.